Doctor?
Yes, Daddy.
Mommy.
Yes, I am.
Yes, Mommy.
Yes, Daddy.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm so happy to
yes,
come
Daddy.
And talk with you today.
Yes,
I
am.
I have come with the children.
Yes.
I am so thrilled, you know. I'm so happy to come and talk with you.
Yes.
You can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you beautifully, Daddy.
It's a little difficult for me.
Yes.
I am not so used to speaking. I
yes.
have not had the opportunity to become accustomed to it.
Yes, that's right.
But I wanted you to know I am here with the children.
Yes, Daddy.
Ah, oh, I'm so happy for you and happy for myself, you know.
Yes, Daddy.
Because we can converse together
yes.
and talk for a little while.
Yes, Daddy.
I don't have to tell you. I am with you constantly.
Yes, Daddy.
Every day I come and spend some time with you,
yes.
especially in the evening
yes.
when you are quiet.
Yes, Daddy.
In the apartment.
Yes, Daddy.
Ah, everything is very much the same. You have not altered anything very much.
No, Daddy.
And you're going to put the pictures over the bed?
Yes, Daddy.
Just as we would wish, huh?
Yes.
Ah, isn't it stupid? I think I have so much I want to say and I can't think clearly. I'm so excited. And
no, Daddy,
so thrilled, you know, talking
yes.
to you.
Yes.
I don't know if you can hear properly.
Yes, I can hear.
Oh, Daddy,
I can hear perfectly.
I love you very much.
So
don't
do I.
Don't worry about me.
No, Daddy.
I am very happy.
So
and
do
we
I.
should be together again soon, you know.
Yes.
We will be together like we used to be.
Yes.
With the children here, it
yes.
will be wonderful.
Yes, Daddy.
Oh, what should we talk about?
Yeah.
Keep it talking. Ask the questions.
You're yes.
stronger.
Yes, darling. You tell me, darling, about what future is there for me now?
You mean on your side
yes.
of life?
Yes.
On Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you have a few years to go.
Few years.
And you will continue your work for a little longer.
Yes, darling.
And then you will retire.
Yes,
huh? That will be best for you.
Yes.
I think another 18 months or 2 years is quite long enough
yes.
for you. You don't want to go on all yes. the time.
No.
But
I have...
you will write.
Yes.
You don't think of yourself
no.
as writing, but I feel that you will have to write a book.
Oh, shall I?
Would you like to do it?
Yes, if I have the time, darling.
But if you do not go out to business, if you give up the chemistry,
yes.
you
yes.
could write it.
If I can do so.
And it would give people a lot of help. And you could do this, you
yeah.
know?
Yes, Daddy.
Yeah?
Yes.
You not think so?
Yes, I think so. Too.
Oh, well, we will see.
Yes.
There is time.
Yes.
We're not going to worry about it.
Yes.
When you give up your work,
yes.
then you will have to do something. You can't
no.
just do nothing.
No, that's right.
And you can't sit and listen to music all day.
No.
You must do something.
Yes.
And I think you could write, and it would be wonderful.
Very good,
because
Daddy.
It would help a lot of people in our country,
yes.
where they don't know, like they do in England and
no.
other places, you could tell them our story.
No.
No? Yes.
Yes.
Don't you think so?
Yes, darling. Yes, very much. You're talking very, very nicely today.
I don't know what it sounds like. I'm just hoping that you can hear.
No, not at all.
I'm speaking as clearly as I possibly can, you know.
No.
But it is a little complicated, I suppose
yes.
it is, because I'm not very used to it.
No.
But I'm trying to speak distinctly and hope
yes.
you can hear.
Yes, I hear everywhere.
But of course, I can't tell exactly what it sounds like.
Yes.
I know what you are saying to
yes.
me.
Yes.
I hear,
yes.
but it is very strange because it's almost as if I can read your thoughts before you speak. It's
yes.
very strange.
Yes.
I almost know
that you always, yes.
before you
yes.
speak what you're thinking.
Yes.
I think we are so close,
close.
So
right.
in tune
yes.
that we know each other.
Yes,
what we are thinking of us, you receive my thoughts very distinctly and very clearly, you know.
Yes, darling. Oh, it's very nice to be able to talk so nicely. You're good to talk beautifully.
You are going out on the boat?
Going on the... No, darling, I go back
late. I know you're going home by plane.
Yes.
But I was thinking of the boat.
Yes.
I don't know why, but I think you will be going on a boat.
I see.
I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean returning home.
No.
But when you... you have no plans.
No, no, darling. I have no plans. And I feel best at home. I don't like traveling. It's only to meet you that I come to London.
I know. You have got my ring in your pocket.
Yes.
And also the lock of hair.
Yes, everything is with me.
all the various things associated with us both.
Yes.
What have you done with the watch?
With the watch?
The watch.
Yes, I have still got it, darling.
But you have not brought it with you.
Yes, I have got it with me.
Not today? In your pocket?
No, not today.
In the hotel?
Yes, it is in the hotel.
Because I know you have the ring and the hair and the photographs with you.
Yes.
But the watch you did not put in your pocket.
No, I didn't.
You left it in the hotel.
Yes.
Yeah. It is the same hotel.
Yes, the same hotel.
That we used to stay at many years ago.
That's right, darling.
And also, not the same room.
Not the same room.
But the same hotel.
Yes, the same hotel.
On a different floor.
Yes, exactly.
You have been thinking. You have been thinking.
You mean of coming to England, making a change? You mean?
I don't know, but I feel that you will come back to England and spend longer here.
Spend longer here?
Yes, but I would like this very much.
Yeah.
It means I could come and speak to you.
Yes.
And perhaps if I could become more accustomed to this, I can come and speak to you quite well, you know?
Yes, darling.
It is just for me a little strange, and
yes.
I'm getting a little excited, and
no.
I don't want to get emotional, because
no,
I believe that would affect you.
Yes.
But I am so thrilled and so excited and so happy to talk with you.
So am I.
I love you very much, Dada. You know that.
Yes, and you
always realize I love you, Dada.
Yes, and you know I love you.
You have got a tape recorder.
Yes, I have.
And you will be able to play.
Yes, again. Again and again.
To you.
Yes.
Whenever you want.
Yes, I do.
Oh, that will be wonderful.
Yes.
And perhaps we could have long talks together.
Yes.
And then when you are quiet sometimes,
yes,
you could sit and listen to us.
Yes. Darling, I have become a Swedish citizen now.
I know.
You know?
I'm very pleased you have. I think it is very sensible.
But
that is since I have come over, you have become Swedish citizen.
Yes, that's right. And they tell me that in spite of that, I can continue to work as long as I want.
Oh, that is good, but I don't think you should work much longer. I think another year or so is quite sufficient.
We want you.
But you know, I think it is good for you at the moment.
Yes, because
I think it may prove too much later.
It keeps me
occupied.
Yes, keeps me occupied, and also I read a lot in the work. But I was quite thrilled when they sent me a paper saying I have become a Swedish citizen.
I'm so happy for you.
Yes, darling. That was one of your wishes.
And you know the gravestone?
Yes.
Where you have put your name, but
yes,
you are not there yet.
No, but...
but you are very funny.
Yes.
I have to laugh at you.
Yes.
You have, on the gravestone,
yes,
you have got my name and date. And now you have got your name, but no date.
No date.
Because you don't know when you're coming.
Yeah, exactly.
But you will be able to have the date put in when you are here.
Yes, that's right.
We will make arrangements for you.
Darling.
There is room for you there.
Because
but you won't be there. You will be with me. But it seems so strange that you should have already arranged to put your name on the stone when you are not there yet.
Yes, darling.
But you know, you are very funny.
I felt I was...
You wanted to be sure, huh?
Yes, and I felt I was going to follow you very soon.
Oh, but I don't think you are coming here just yet. You have a little longer to go, you know?
Yes.
But it amused me in a way that you should have your name put everything is there about the date.
Uh-huh.
But we are reunited.
Yes.
When that happens,
yes,
we are
darling.
Together.
Yes, darling.
It will be wonderful. I'm so happy about it.
Yes, darling.
That I look forward to so much. We were so good for each other, you and I.
Ah, yes, darling.
Not a moment we were not happy.
Yes.
Always we were happy together.
Oh, that is lovely to hear.
You know, I have a little trouble with my leg.
Have you?
Not now. Not now.
No.
Before I come over.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Now you have got trouble with your leg.
Yes, that's right.
This is rheumatism, I suppose.
That's right, darling.
It is old age creeping.
Yes.
You are getting an old man.
I'm over 70.
If you stay there too long and get too old, I shan't love you.
I'm over 70.
I know. I am teasing you. I am making the joke. Huh? But we shall be together. Age is nothing.
No.
When you are come here, you will be a young man again.
Oh, yes, darling. And I do love the children.
Oh, you will be so happy with the children. They are so beautiful.
Yeah.
If you could see Peter, he is like me, I think.
Yes, that's right.
More like me than you.
Yes, that's right. And civilized. So
Teresa, she is more like you.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
She's got your nose.
Yes. And
she is more like you.
Yes, full of life.
And you know, she is very like a relation of yours in India.
Yes.
The guy that I've met here.
Yes.
I have met your brother here.
Uh-huh.
We are good friends.
Yeah, very good.
A very good friend.
Very good, darling.
You know, he used to work with you in the
yes,
chemistry
yes,
years ago.
Yes.
Now he helps you still.
Yes.
But you know, we both think that the time is not far distant when you will have to give up. I think you should give up a little later on.
Yes.
You must not go on too long.
Yes, darling.
You think it is good. In a way, perhaps it is good
yes.
for you to continue.
It keeps me occupied, darling.
Yes.
And
I know, it keeps you occupied, but...
That keeps me happy.
I think you could do things.
Perhaps I could work half-time.
Maybe. Perhaps
yes.
that would be a good
yes.
solution.
Yes, I think. Because even they suggested to me that I could work half-time if I felt I wanted it.
Yes.
Yeah. But they wouldn't like me to give it up altogether.
No. Well, we will see.
Yeah.
But I think, you're not as young as you were, but you are marvelous for your age.
Everybody says to me, you are not 70.
No, I don't think you look 70.
And I tell them I had a wonderful wife who kept me young.
I look after you.
Yes.
I do everything I can for
yes,
you.
Yes, wonderful.
I love you very much.
Yes.
Always know I love you.
Yeah, I do. And I always feel you are in the flat.
Oh, but I'm constantly there.
Yes,
I come always, every day, many times.
I always feel
in the evenings when you are quiet.
I always feel your presence when I'm listening.
And you haven't changed anything.
Nothing.
Everything in the flat is identically the same as when I left it.
Exactly. And
there's a difference, though. The bed cover.
Yes. Pardon?
The bed cover.
The bed cover, yes.
What is there? Something different about the bed cover.
You bought those bed covers, darling.
I know.
The yellow ones.
Yes.
Yes.
But, have you done something to one of the bed covers?
No, darling, they're both identical.
Well, perhaps it is that they are the same bed covers, but
yes.
there is something different.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps it is the way I see it.
Yes. But, they are very nice, and because you bought them, I like to...
I know, you keep everything exactly the same.
Yes, I like to use them.
But I think you... Are you sure you have it the right way round?
That may not be.
I think right.
Yeah.
Because I think you've got one of the... When you have the bed cover, it is not always the right way
round. Right way round, that may be, yes.
I'm certain that is so.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look right.
Yes, darling. Yes, that is possible. That ionizer you talked to me about.
What did you say?
The ionizer machine.
Oh, I impressed you to get it.
You did?
You know, I wanted you to have it because I think it purifies and cleans the air.
Yes.
And it's healthy and good.
Yes.
I'm so glad you have bought it.
Yes, and
because it will be very good for you when you go home.
Yeah.
To keep the atmosphere nice.
Yes, it
and
does.
Healthy and clear.
And it helps me to sleep very hard.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
And...
But you have it in the hotel?
No, I haven't brought it with me, darling, because it's a little bit cumbersome.
Ah, I see.
But at home...
Because it would be a good thing if all hotels and places have them. It would be good for the atmosphere.
Exactly. But at home I have in the bedroom. Where I
Are you going to buy a hat?
A hat? You know, I don't like to part with anything which you bought.
I know, but you are wearing all those old hats.
Yes.
And I think you could do with a new hat.
Yes.
I noticed that you keep wearing the same old hat, and I think it is time you have a new one. So you can buy yourself a new hat and say that I bought it for your Christmas present.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you think, huh?
Yes, I will.
Because I think you should have a new hat.
Mm. I have had that too.
And you know, there was a hole in your trouser pocket.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wish I could do little things for you to
thank
sew
you.
And do
yes,
things for
yes.
you.
I try to do well.
I know you do very well. But I sometimes watch you when you do little things that I feel that I should be doing for you.
Yes.
But you manage very
yes,
well.
Yes, I do a try to. Yesterday I went to buy some flower seeds.
I know, I tell the little boy about it.
Yes.
Did he not mention, or did I not tell you about the the flower seeds that you bought at Bond Street.
Bond Street, correct. And
I was with you in the shop, and you nearly got the wrong kind.
And I bought all the scented ones.
I know.
With a good
and you are going to put them in little pots.
Pots, yes.
And keep them in the flat.
Yes. Because I like to fill the flat with
flowers.
Yes.
But they eat up a lot of oxygen, too many flowers.
Yes, but darling, I always keep one window slightly open. So that fresh air always comes in. And the central heating, you know, draws in fresh air from outside. So I never feel as the air is stale.
No.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, plants in a room give off oxygen and absorb the foul air we breathe.
Oh, carbon. They do that?
Yes.
I thought they
took
it out of the air.
No.
You should know.
Yes.
My goodness me.
Yes. Yes. It's just the reverse.
No, I think back to when we were in India together.
Yes.
We were happy wherever we were.
Yes, exactly.
But you were right in wanting to come back.
Yes.
I think to Sweden.
Yes.
It was wise.
Yes, darling.
Because things would have been very difficult.
Very difficult. Look how Mari is stranded in.
I know, and she has no way of getting out.
No, absolutely.
And if she comes, she cannot bring any money with her.
We were very
fortunate to be able to get away.
Yes, darling. Perfectly.
And all those stones.
Yes.
They did help.
Yes, darling.
But there are still some things there of ours.
Darling, the big ruby, can you help me to sell that?
I don't think there should be any great difficulty.
Yes, because that is a lot of money locked up in that, if you can help me to sell that.
Well,
you know,
I would try, but it is...
Yes.
But I would not have thought you would have had problem to sell it.
No, but you see, it's a very costly ring, and there are very few people who can afford such costly rings.
I am sure you will sell it.
Yes, darling.
But not until it is important.
I'm patient.
I think there is a right time for these things.
Yes, that's right.
And you are not desperately in need.
No.
And later, I'm sure you will be able to sell it.
Yes.
Have you still got the coats? Well, I know you have still got my coats. I have seen them.
I have everything of yours.
I know you don't seem to have got rid of anything.
And I will not part with anything.
Oh, well, I won't tell you to do it then, but I was thinking,
no.
Seems such a pity when someone could make good use of them.
No, darling, I will not part
with
anything.
All right, I won't mention it.
No.
I don't want you to do anything you do not want
to
do.
And I won't let anyone touch them, even, as long as I do. Darling.
Well, I won't say any more about it.
What, darling?
All right.
Yes.
As long as you are happy.
Yes.
My one desire
I'm
is
happy
to
with them because very often I go and bury my face in those clothes.
I know.
And smell them.
I know.
Just like a dog would.
Oh, you are so wonderful.
Yes, darling.
But I want you to be very happy.
Yes, darling,
I don't want you to be miserable.
No, I'm not.
I don't think you are.
No, I'm not.
But I think sometimes you are very sad still.
Yes, darling, but...
I am so near you.
Yes.
And you know, during your sleep, we are often together.
Yes.
You know that.
I know that, darling. And I hear you knocking me.
I wish Peter could speak to you.
Stefan?
I was thinking to myself almost.
Yes.
I was wishing Peter could speak to you.
Can he not?
I don't know.
Yeah. But later on, perhaps. Darling?
Dada.
Yes, Sita.
Peter.
Yes. I'm very glad to hear you.
Dada.
Yes, darling.
I am very happy to be here with Mama.
Yes, darling.
And my big sister.
Yes, God bless you. Thank you. I love to hear you, Dada. Yes, thank you.
Mummy is so happy, Dada.
Yes,
so
thank
excited, Dada, to be able to speak to you.
Yes.
We come and see you every day, Dada.
Thank you.
You know that.
Thank you.
Oh, it is wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful to talk with you. I wish I could come and give you a big hug and kiss.
Yes.
But Mama and I... We are very close.
Thank you. Take care of Mama till I come.
I will.
Yes.
Don't worry.
Yes.
We are very happy about our pictures.
Yes, darling. And our sister, Sibylla.
Sibylla is happy. She is standing beside Mama.
Uh-huh.
Mama and Sibylla and me,
yes.
We are
together.
Constantly with you. And we wait for the time when you come and you will join us.
Yes, darling.
All our love to you, Dada.
Thank you very much, and so do I. Every day I say to Mama, gather the two darling children in your arms and give them a big hug from
Dada.
Can
you keep fresh flowers on that grave of your wife?
Yes, darling.
Because she says, Andre, thank you for the beautiful flowers. You haven't planted.
Yes, I have.
Because she says it's planted.
I have nothing but red roses.
And she says it always looks so beautiful.
Yes.
But she says, you know, she's not there.
Yes, I know.
She's not in the ground.
That I understand.
She's constantly with you in your flat.
Yes, that I understand, darling. But
was she 57?
Yes, she's 57 today.
Well, she says today 57.
Yes, correct.
57, she
yes,
said.
Yes.
And it's an anniversary.
Yes, that's
and
right.
It's the 23rd, is it?
No, 19th of November. You gave me the right date yesterday.
Oh, did I? Well,
yes.
But today is the 23rd, isn't it?
Yes, today is the 23rd.
Yes, because she says that she will be 57 on in the...
November.
Yes, but today is the 23rd because she's correcting me, I think.
Yes.
And she's smiling. And do you know anything about a headdress? Now, this sounds crazy, but I have to repeat this.
What?
Would you know anything about something that you put on your head like a crown, but it's got candles, and you light the candles?
Uh-huh. No, I...
Well, your wife is laughing.
Uh-huh.
And she says this is some ceremony...
Yes.
That happens at Christmas time,
uh-huh.
But it was many years ago.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about it?
No, darling, I don't. It must be before my time.
Yes, I think it's something to do with her childhood.
Yes.
Because she was Swedish, wasn't she?
Yes, she was Swedish.
Yes,
you see, that is a custom called Santa Lucia Day.
Oh, I don't understand.
Santa Lucia Day. That is in Sweden.
Oh, well, she's laughing. Yes. She says when she was a little girl,
yes.
She wore a headdress with candles.
That's right, that
and,
is correct.
I don't know if you know anything about this.
Yes, yes, yes,
but
yes.
She says there was a photograph of her as a little girl, a young girl, with this headdress, because she was also voted, if I can put it like this, the prettiest girl in a village or place or something.
Yes, darling.
Do you know anything about this or not?
Yes, I think in the old photographs, she has one of them. But it is a Swedish custom.
Oh, I see. Well, she's reminding me, I suppose. She did awfully well for the... Well, really, she tried to speak the other morning, but she spoke better today.
Oh, she has been wonderful.
She's so thrilled and so excited.
Oh, yes,
and she will insist upon... Today, she's wearing this beautiful blue gown.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a dress. It's like the Indian ladies wear a sari.
Uh-huh. Yes, darling.
And it's blue and silver. It's
uh-huh.
lovely. And it's got like little blue stars on it too. It's ever so beautiful.
Yes, darling. Mickey, do you spend much time with Anna?
Well, not really.
Not really.
I'll be quite frank about this,
yes.
Mr. Dr. Mann. But you
yes.
see, when people come like you come,
yes.
then it's my job to get in touch with them and put them in touch. You
yes,
know.
Yes, I understand.
You see.
Yes,
so really, I work with Flint, Mr.
Flint.
Leslie.
Yes,
Flint,
yes.
like you call him. You know, Flinty Uncle.
Yes.
And that's my job, see?
Yes,
but, of course, if I can help you in any way in the
yes.
future with you and your missus and your two children
yes.
and all that, I'm going to be too delighted to do it, you know
oh,
that.
I'm very pleased.
Because I expect you'll be coming back later on, won't you?
Yes.
I mean, from Sweden.
Yes, I think so, too.
You yes. won't, I mean, then you'll be able to come and talk to her again, won't you?
Yes, exactly. That's what I feel. That in London I can speak to my darling.
You've never thought, I suppose, of writing. It keeps cropping up, doesn't it?
Yes, darling.
There seems to be some idea that
yes.
you may do some writing.
Don't
let it worry you at the moment.
No, do you mean automatic writing? Or?
Well, I'm not so sure that it's automatic. It's more like inspirational.
Inspirational writing.
Because, you see, you have beautiful thoughts.
Yes.
And your wife and people on this side
yes.
impress you. And I think quite often you could put them down to paper.
Uh-huh. Yes. Of course, I myself feel I'm studying now.
Well, yes, you're going through the process of getting experience
yes.
and evidence and,
yes.
and what have you.
Yes.
But you've got to remember that the country in which you can't live, you know,
yes.
they don't know much about this truth.
No.
And you could do a lot of good.
Yes.
And this is something that... I feel you should want to tell the world, not keep it to yourself.
No.
And you could do something to help others, to find the help and comfort that you've had.
Correct.
I mean, otherwise, it's
yes.
very nice to be helped and comforted, that one should share these joys.
Yes, exactly. I understand. But
anyway, I'm not forcing you to do
anything. No.
It's up to you, mate. You must do what you want to do.
No.
You're a free agent, ain't you?
Yes, exactly.
Because you're a bit of a case, ain't you?
I'm what?
Bit of a case.
Case?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, you don't understand my cockney, do you?
No.
Well, you're a very sweet man and a very nice man, and you've got a wonderful wife and children, and you're happy in the realisation and the knowledge that you've got. But a lot of your friends, they think you're a bit odd, but I don't.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
They think you're the quiet sort. And,
yes.
Well, you are in a way.
Yeah.
You don't go out and about much, do you?
No, I don't. Live in my
You're
own.
Happiest when you're in your own little apartment.
Yes.
With your memories and your music and things, aren't you?
Correct, yes.
Are you very fond of 18th century music?
Yes, I am.
And Mozart and...
Mozart, yes.
And Handel and all
yes,
that sort of
Mozart,
stuff.
Mozart, Beethoven,
yes,
Chopin.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Actually, you don't play the piano, do you?
No, I don't. I'm not musical.
But your wife was musical.
Yes. I remember whenever we heard music, she used to put her head close to mine.
Yes. Well, you love to sit and listen to music,
yes.
Don't you? Because she comes and sits beside you,
exactly.
And she listens to the music with you.
Yes, exactly. And she said it was twice as sweet when
yes.
We could...
Yeah. I was now getting away from it. You and she was an ideal couple, mate.
Yes.
In spite of the fact you was about 15 years older, weren't you?
Yes, I
was. At what age where love is, eh?
Yes.
She loves you.
Yes.
Anyway, look, mister... Take care of yourself,
yes.
And I hope to see you again sometime after Christmas.
Yes, darling.
And I think you'll be back here for not so long anyway.
Yes.
And your wife, bless her heart, she sends all her love, and your two children,
yes,
and your big brother sends his love.
Yes,
he's very happy, by the way. He tried to speak to you the other day when you came.
Yes.
Anyway, he sends all his love to you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling. Thank you.
Oh, well, I'm sure they've done their best.
Of course we have.
Well, I'm sure you have, Mickey.
Yes, they've done very well. I'm very happy.
I thought for your wife's, well, not exactly her first attempt, but she was so clear, wasn't she? Her voice was so distinct.
Oh, yes, very, very beautiful. And it was exactly her mannerism, her intonation, everything.
Oh. Well,
it was wonderful.